Good morning. I have something this morning that's for the children of God. It's old and fresh. When you speak of the Word of God and the praise of God and thank the Lord for His blood, you never get tired of hearing it. You know, there's times that I can hear sermons over and over and over, and every time I hear them, they bless my heart. There's times that I can read Scripture, and I can read certain chapters, and they'll no matter how many times I read them, they bless my heart. I'm going to read a chapter this morning that we all know very, very well, but it's always fresh. And it's a chapter that it always blesses the heart of His sheep. And I thank God that I have a shepherd this morning. I thank God that I have a good shepherd, a great shepherd. As some of you may know already, it's chapter Psalms 23. Psalms 23. I want to thank my Lord for giving me the privilege of being here. I've titled this lesson, "It's the Shepherd That Provides All." For the children of God, for His elect, they lack nothing when they're in Christ Jesus. We're going to go ahead and read the whole text, but the text is going to be chapter 1, but we'll read the whole chapter. Beginning in verse 1, Psalms 23. And may the Lord cause us to enter into this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, as we know, God the Father, He chose a people before the foundation of the world, and He placed Him in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's Word says in Ephesians, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. You know, God's people are called sheep here because we're in deep need of all things that only the Lord can provide for us. He's the only one that can take care of us. I remember in Psalms 5:1, David said, "Behold, I was shapen in an iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." God's Word says in Adam, all died spiritually. So we needed a substitute. But before the Lord could be our shepherd, He must purchase His sheep. God's Word says in Ephesians 2:1, "And you have He quickened, and were dead in trespasses and sins." So it is by His grace and mercy that we come to know something about the powerful work, the powerful redemption work of our blessed Savior, of Lord Jesus Christ, of His blood that was shed at Calvary. If you look over one page, we see Psalm 22. This psalm is known as the Psalm of the Cross. If you look at verse 1, I can't imagine the suffering and the pain that our Savior went through for sinners like us, or sinners like I am. It says, my God," in chapter 22, the first verse, "Why hast Thou forsaken me? Why art Thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my roaring, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but Thou hearest not, and in the night season, and I am not silent." In verse 16 of that chapter, it says, "For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet." Psalms 22 shows us the full wrath of God that was placed against His Son for the sins of His people that was imputed unto Him. If you will, hold your place here and turn to John 10. We're going to look at chapter 10, verse 14 through 18. Speaking of our Lord. He's speaking to his children. He says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And every sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. We'll go back to chapter 23, Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, sometimes, you know, we are acquainted with people in this world, and I have people in my own family that questions the Word of God. But we know that people do believe that God's Word is absolute sovereign in everything that it says, you know, and we believe that. Grace alone, no works at all in receiving it. I've had people tell me, they say, well, I have faith. I have faith to believe that. I have faith. Well, where do we get that faith? It ain't something that we work up within ourselves. Faith is a gift from God. You know, it says it in Ephesians, and we're used to this. We know this verse very well. It says it in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, when I was in religion, 60 years of my life, I always thought it was talking about grace there. But we know grace is a gift from God. We're just talking about faith, you know. So God's Word says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So where do we get this faith that we have? Well, for one thing, it's a gift from God. Where does it come from? Let's listen to what Galatians 2, 16 and God's Word says. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, in other words, anything that we can produce within ourselves, it's all of God, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And listen to this. This is hard to believe. But who for the joy, speaking of our Lord, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. And you know, we talk about Jesus Christ. There's so many different Jesuses in this world. I've heard some preachers say, call him a peanut Jesus, you know. But who is this Christ that we're talking about? Who is this shepherd that we're talking about? Does he have the authority to be our shepherd? Well, the Bible says here that he is absolute sovereign in all things. In other words, he has absolute control of all things. It says here he's sovereign in providence. You know, in the book of Daniel, God's word says that he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand. And if you will, if you don't care, turn to Galatians 1. When he talks about his providence and creation, we must always remember that the Word of God is his inspired word, and it's absolute truth. And we're talking about a shepherd here. It says in the first chapter of Galatians, verse 16, it says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. It's all things, physical and invisible. are created, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by who? Our shepherd, our Lord, by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, and which, in other words, which is his bride, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. He says he might have the preeminence. What does that mean? That means that our Lord Jesus Christ is first in everything. In honor, exaltation, superiority, he is over and above all things. In one verse that we left to quote in the book of Revelation, it says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." What does that tell us? It's all about him. It's not about us. But then it says that our shepherd is sovereign. In other words, he's sovereign in everything. He's sovereign in salvation. I've heard people in religion say, "Well, you know, God does his part, then I've got to do my part." That's mixing works with grace. That's like mixing oil with water. It just won't work. But one of my favorite verses that I like when he talks about, it's a very simple verse, but I like it when he talks about salvation, because it can't get no plainer than this right here. And we all know it, Acts 4:12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." It brings God's people comfort to believe, and that itself is a gift, which is a gift from our Lord, that nothing happens in this life to his elect unless it is either by his permissive or his directive will, in his saving grace, in his eternal love, in his everlasting mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. In our text, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." There may be things that I wish for in this life, but there's nothing that I will want. Why should we not want for anything? Because we are in him. In Christ, we have, if we could only enter into this. When we get down and out, we get discouraged, we face things that we don't have no question for, it don't seem like there's any good way out, but we got to remember, all things, that verse, Romans 28, is such a blessing. All things work together to the good, to them that love God. All things, for his purpose. Let's read verse 1 and 2 of Psalms 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It says that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What are the green pastures? I don't know if any of us has been around sheep very much, but they love to eat. They love to eat grass. They love it. They eat it all day long till they get full. Now lay down. Next day they'll get up, and well, guess what? They start eating it again. The green pastures is the word of God. The children of God, they never get tired of reading the word of God, meditating upon the word of God, hearing the word of God preached by a grace preacher. They never get tired of it, because it is food and drink and bread for the soul, for the hungry soul. Don't we love to read Scripture? Don't we love to meditate upon Scripture? I love to read Scripture, you know, one day where I hear a good sermon one day, you know, the preacher will preach a good sermon. He always does, by the way. But I've been going here 9 years, and I've never heard a man of God get up here and preach a sermon that I didn't bless my heart. And you know why it blessed my heart? Because God got all the glory for it. And I thank him for that. But to be able to meditate, think about it, to meditate, be going down the road riding by yourself. And by the way, about the only time you can meditate is when you're by yourself. But, you know, instead of cutting the radio on or thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow or next day, meditate upon the Word of God, what he's done for us. And I guarantee you, whatever you're feeling, you're going to feel better. You're going to rejoice in the Lord, because you know it's absolute truth. And to meditate and think about all of his promises. He has promised us so much, and he keeps his promises. In verse 2 here, it says he leadeth us beside the still waters. You know, the still waters, God's people, they will have peace as long as we keep our eyes fixed on who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. There's times I've been down and out. There's times I've been sick. But I'll be laying there and instead of watching TV or thinking about how bad I feel, I get to meditate and get to thinking about the Lord and get to thinking about what he's done for us and what he's doing for us and what he's going to do for us. He knew he's with us each and every day. Joshua said, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. He's right here with us. And I thank God for that. You know, we need to keep our eyes fixed upon him, upon our Lord. You know, Matthew said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What so don't rest? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek. Our Lord is meek and lowly in the heart. And he says, you shall find rest for your souls. That's a blessing. You know, sometimes in this life we go through troubled waters and storms of life. And these troubles that we experienced, it helps us so much to know that God is in control. And looking to Christ will result in still waters. Look at Psalms 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. Only God can do that. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, in verse 3 here, he restoreth our soul. In Adam, we all died spiritually, and we were separated from God. But it was by the blood of our Lamb. It was by the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, in Egypt, he said, all that has the blood applied, I'll pass over you. But it's all about the blood. It's all about Christ. For it says here in 2 Corinthians, for he hath made him to be sin for us. Who's that? Christ, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's all in Christ. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. We follow the shepherd. You know, notice that? We follow him. He don't follow us. We follow him. We follow the shepherd. He leads us. It's not our nature to know or to follow or to walk in the path of righteousness. It's his righteousness. It's only in Christ. And then in verse 4 here, it says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I take this here to mean, when it says, though we walk, a lot of people think that this is when you get down to lay in bed and you get down, your face, you know that death is certain and that it's coming close, you get to thinking about it. But it says we walk through this life. To me, it's a journey through this life. And we walk here, it's a shadow of death. It's a journey of this life. And this world is not our home. We must remember that. He says, I will fear no evil. Why? For he is with us. He don't say that we won't see no evil or be around no evil, but we will fear no evil. For we know that our Lord takes care of us. He says, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. Why? Because it is for our correction and for our protection. He defends the sheep. He directs the sheep. He rules over the sheep. You know, sheep ain't very smart. I don't know if anybody's been around them or not, but they ain't very smart. They need people to take care. They need somebody to take care of them. They need somebody to watch over them. They need someone to take care of their needs. And what better than to have the Lord Jesus? You know, and one of the best things that we can do is to keep our eyes upon him, upon his word. Stay close to him. You know, you get away from somebody, you may not be as close to him. Let me say this real quick. The Lord blessed me. I had 11 siblings. I had 5 brothers. Well, 3 of my brothers, before I was even 5 or 6 years old, they left the country. We were raised on a farm. They didn't just leave the state. They left the country. They was tired of farming. You know, and I might see them once or twice a year. They were my brothers, my blood brothers. But I'd see them maybe a week in July and a week at Christmas. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't that close to them because I was never around them, you know. But then I had two brothers that they stayed right there in the same county I lived. They wasn't within 5 or 6 miles of me. We did things together. We called, we talked, you know, and we were always together. You know, I was so much closer to my brothers, those two brothers, than I were for the three. And they stood there most of their life until they retired, you know. And that's the way it is with our Lord. We want to get close to our Lord. We want to know him, spend time with him, talk to him. You know, I talk to him like a brother. I spend a lot of time by myself. Unfortunately, Sabrina's not retired, but I am. And I'm there a lot, and I spend a lot of time by myself. But my mouth, it ain't closed a whole lot. You may think it is, but it's not. Because my mind keeps a turning, thinking about the Lord and what he's done for me and what he's going to do for me. And I'll be honest with you, there was a time in my life when I regretted to go to church because I didn't know what I was going to hear. But in the last 9 years, not one time have I come to this church regretted to hear what I hear, because I knew what I was going to hear. There's only one message, and that's Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's all about Christ and what he has done for us. And I thank him for that. But anyway, right here we look. If you will, let me read. Isaiah 40, speaking of Christ our Lord, he says, Who's his flock? We are. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. You know, our enemies are held back by the sovereignty of God, and we have enemies. God had enemies. The Lord Jesus Christ had enemies. But we feast upon his word and upon his great love that he shows us each and every day of our lives. If you will, I'm about finished. Turn over just a few pages to Psalm 40. And we don't realize this. I don't realize this right here, but this is absolute truth. Look at verse 5 of Psalm 40, talking about our Lord Jesus. It says, "Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward." He's talking about his elect. "They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." Go back to Psalms 23. But he blesses us each and every day of his life. In verse 6 here, he says, "Surely." Don't you love that word when you're thinking about the word of God? He said, "Surely," not maybe. He said, "Surely," speaking to his people, "goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We will not want for anything in this life or the life to come. It has nothing to do with anything that we have done, anything that we have said, anything that we will do. It's all because of the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is our great shepherd. Who is the great shepherd of his sheep. And what makes this such a blessing? It's set in stone and it will never change. And there's nothing and no one in this world that can change that. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ has the preeminence over all things. And that's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here. We love you all. I'm finished.